Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor, Vincent Price, as the Saint.
Isn't Randy Patterson.
Oh, Templar, am I ever glad to see you. Just what the psychiatrist ordered. Sit down, old boy. Take a load of... join me in a bowl of porridge.
Oh, thanks, but
I... sirree, am I ever glad to see you. A sight for these bloodshot orbs. Yes, sirree.
I realize I'm a very charming fellow and all that, Randy, but even so, methinks this greeting is just a wee bit over-enthusiastic. Could it be we're leading up to a touch?
Oh, Templar, old boy, leave us not be mercenary.
There's nothing I'd rather leave us not be.
My heart goes out to you, Simon, but not my hand. Say, not bad, I'll use that sometime.
You just did.
No, I mean in one of my books.
You did.
Did I?
Yes, in the case of the hangman's rope, or there's bad news tonight.
Say, that's right, so I did. What do you know? So, you read my books, I'm flattered.
I read that one.
Did you read my latest, The Case of the Dead Man's Limp, or he died with his boots on and they were too tight?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, too bad. Well, that's why I'm glad to see you.
Because I didn't read your book?
No, because maybe you can save my life. I could be killed on account of that book.
Just that one?
Oh, Templar, old boy, you cut me to the quick.
The Case of the Cut-Up Author, or Who Hacked the Hack?
Oh, it's no joke, Templar. You've heard of Kid Waldo?
The heavyweight? Yeah, I've heard of him.
Well, when he was just a punk, Georgie Garnett signed him up to manage him. Lifetime contract. Now the kid is in the higher brackets, and he's still tied to Garnett on terms he no like.
Well, can't he afford a lawyer?
He's got a lawyer, but Garnett swings a mean pen, no loopholes. The contract is ironclad.
And your heart bleeds for the kid, and you're afraid you'll bleed to death, I see.
Not exactly. You see, the kid figures an angle. Garnett has a wife. Oh, a lovely tomato, any way you look at her. And, brother, you look at her.
You mean the kid looks at her?
Precisely, and vice versa. You see, the kid is no bad piece of merchandise himself. 6'4" of solid muscle.
And what about his face?
Well, his face retains much of its original shape in spite of coming in contact with some of the fanciest leather in the business.
Mm-hmm. Soft music, 2 hearts in 3/4 time. I get the picture.
Well, not all of it. Don't forget Garnett, husband.
Ah, yes, triangle. 3 hearts in 2/4 time.
And that's the kid's angle. Play up to the missus while she goes for him.
So he can use her to get better terms from Garnett, huh?
Mm-hmm. Only the way I wrote it, the kid and the missus slipped the manager a dose of rot.
The way you wrote it?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You wrote a book based on Kid Waldo's shenanigans with Mrs. Garnett, added murder, and put it on the newsstand?
I did, so help me. And I do mean help.
I see. One of your real-life characters has read the book.
One of them, all of them.
Uh-oh.
Garnett wants to know, are his wife and his fighter really giving them the business? And if so, how do I know? My wife wants to know, how do I know? And the kid wants to know, how do I know?
Well, how do you know?
Oh, Templar, please. A writer protects his sources.
He'd better start protecting himself.
Well, that's where you come in.
How big did you say the kid is?
6'4".
That's where I go out.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I don't want any part of it, Randy. You deserve what you're getting. You should have known better than to use a real situation.
Well, I didn't use their real names. You think I'm crazy?
No comment.
And I used a disclaimer. Any similarity, etc., you know.
Yeah, I don't know how they caught on.
But I used a switcheroo. The kid is a top heavyweight contender, but not in the book. I changed all that.
Oh, you changed all that?
Yeah, in the book, he's a lightweight.
Now, that's what I call a switcheroo.
Well, they're after my hide, so you've got to help me, Temple.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You expect me to tell the Saint his business? Oh, he'll think of something.
I already have.
Oh, great, what?
I'm out of shaving cream, so I better go right
Templar,
down to the drugstore.
Templar, I appeal to you. In the name of our friendship, I'm not...
You know, Randy, I'm beginning to think of a few names for our friendship that aren't exactly appealing.
Oh, you wouldn't let me down. You couldn't.
I could try.
Is this Simon Templar speaking, my old pal, my buddy?
Oh.
The Simon Templar who saw me through the darkest hours of deadly literary tea?
Oh, Randy.
Who stood by me when the critics descended upon my first poor, defenseless brainchild?
Oh,
who
was the sole patron? Stop it, Randy. You're breaking my heart. I'll do what I can for you, Randy.
Oh, good old Templar. I knew you'd come through.
But I still don't know just what you want.
Well, it's simple, old man. These jokers are sore, all of them. Maybe they're after my hide. Well, that's what I've got to find out.
In other words, one and all would thoroughly be delighted to see you dead. And you want to know if any of them are making specific plans for such delight, huh?
Exactly. If we know what they're planning, maybe we can stop it. If not...
You have a feeling all of a sudden any resemblance between you and a living person will be strictly coincidental.
Right.
Hello, kid. Why don't you give that punching bag a rest? It's getting tired.
Who are you?
Simon Templer. I'm a friend of Randy Patterson.
Oh?
Oh, please, kid, I want to talk to you.
I got nothing to say.
Well, then allow me.
Look, mister, my lawyers are Smith and McCormick. It's in their hands. You want to talk, talk to them.
Oh, lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers. I've been libeled. I never did none of the things it says in that book.
You didn't?
No.
Well, then how do you know that the book's about you?
How do I know? How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Why, everything that happens in that book is just exactly like a... go chase yourself, will you?
Oh, kid, you're looking the wrong way. This is my head. That's the punching bag there, see?
Yeah.
So long, kid. My name is Simon Templer. I'm looking for George Garnett.
I'm Garnett.
Do you always greet your guests with a gun?
Lately, when Monk isn't around.
Oh, who's Monk?
Bodyguard. Templer, eh? I've heard that name.
Well,
what do you want?
Well, look, I'd like to talk to you, but not in the doorway with a gun in my ribs.
All right. Come in. Come in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Templer. Templer. Sit down there.
Oh, thanks.
Have to take these blamed indigestion pills. Nervous stomach. Been under a strain lately. Terrible strain. By Jove, the saint. Of course.
That's right.
Yes, sure, sure. Templar. Well, what brings you here, Templar?
Randy Patterson asked
Patterson,
me to...
Patterson, that rat, that skunk, that murderer?
Murderer?
Accomplice, then.
Well, how so? Who's been murdered?
Nobody yet.
Well, then why...
Well, but somebody may be. Any minute, any time.
Who?
Me. That's what he said in that blasted book, isn't it? Me!
But that doesn't
mean... Yeah, me, me, me! Well, I tell you, Templer, if I get murdered, I'll hold Patterson partly responsible. So help me, I will.
Just because he said you might be killed, you have to thank him for the warning.
But he won't tell me where he got the information so I can really protect myself. No, I can't sleep. I got... Where'd I put those pills?
You swallowed them.
Oh. Do you know, Templer? Do you know where he got the information?
No.
If you knew, would you tell? Oh, yes, you would. I'll just bet. Why'd you come here, Templar?
I've been wondering what you plan to do, so
do,
I...
Do? What can I do? Look, I got a beautiful wife. We were... Well, we got along. At least I thought we did. Then he says, in the book... Well, you know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, confound it, Templar, a thing like that. How can you be sure? Felice says it's a lot of eyewash. That's what she says, a lot of eyewash. But I've been watching her and the kid. That's the trouble, gets you suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching. There's something between them. I know there is. But if only I could be certain. Are you sure I took those pills?
I'm sure.
I mustn't forget. Doc says I'm... Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. What was I saying?
You think there's something between Felice and the kid?
Yeah. Think. If only I was... Oh, who's kidding who? I know. And if Patterson is right about that, if he's right about that, well, don't you see?
See what?
The murder.
Oh.
He could be right about that, too. It comes next. Yeah, the murder comes next.
Not necessarily.
That's why I got Monk. Big guy. Used to be the kid's sparring partner. Where is he? He ought to be here. Say, look, you still haven't told me what you're doing here, Templar. What do you want?
Nothing more with you, Garnett, but I would like to see Felice. Is she at home?
No, at the Hotel Bennett.
Oh?
Yes, after this business, she moved out. Said I was too suspicious. Who wouldn't be suspicious? But I love her, Templar. That's the trouble. Why did he have to... Say, do you suppose there's a chance? Oh, no. Why do I keep trying to kid myself? Get out of here, Templar, will you? Get out!
I'm going, Garnett. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going, Mr. Hope?
Monk!
Oh, Mr. Garnett, I didn't know you was here. I seen this fella come out of the living room. I didn't know who he was.
You might have asked before you broke my jaw.
Is it broke?
In at least three places.
Ah, you kidding. Is she a friend of yours, Mr. Garnett?
Friend? Is anyone a friend in this dog-eat-dog world? I don't know. Help him up, Monk.
I'll help myself up, thanks. All right, Monk, you want sparring practice? I'll be glad to accommodate you.
Wait a minute. What's she doing here, Mr. Garnett?
I'm not quite sure.
What, shall I throw him out?
Look, Muscle Brains, I'd already be out if you hadn't suddenly rushed to the rescue.
He's right, Monk, and speaking of rushing to the rescue, where were you?
Well, taking a nap. I've got to keep in condition.
I might have needed you.
Well, you got the Roscoe.
In that case, why do I ever need you? Say, that's a thought. Perhaps Well, Zembler, what are you waiting for? I thought you were going.
Well, this has been such a delightful get-together, I can hardly tear myself away.
I can tear you away if you need any help.
I doubt it, Monk. From the look of you, you don't do so good when the other fellow's in a position to fight back.
If you was in the ring as long as I was, you'd be kind of banged up, too. But I was plenty good, brother, plenty good. If you want to know, even Joe Louis was scared of me. Yeah, he was scared to fight me. How do you like that? Louis was scared to fight me.
How do you know?
Well, did he ever fight me?
Not that I know of.
All right, then.
I see what you mean. Well, goodbye again, fellas. Come in.
Mr. Templer?
Well, look what I get, and I didn't even send in any box tops.
What?
I was expecting Randy Patterson, but he can wait. In fact, I hope he does. Come in, come in.
Mr. Templer, you've got to help me.
Well, in that case, you'd better call me Simon.
All right.
And what do I call you?
Felice Garnett.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, Felice. In fact, I've tried to reach you several times today.
Really? Why?
Well, you see, I'm a friend of Randy Patterson.
I didn't know he had any friends.
Well, live and learn.
Yes, and I want to keep on living. That's why I came here. If you're a friend of Patterson's, maybe I made a mistake.
Not necessarily. What brings you here?
I heard you'd been to see my husband. I wondered what your interest in us was. I'm afraid I found out.
You said you wanted me to help you.
I did. When I heard you were involved, I thought you might be just the one to turn to. Well, that was before you told me about Patterson. Any friend of his is an enemy of mine.
Of course, but Felice, I believe in the old saying, love your enemy.
It's rather difficult.
Apparently you need someone to help you. Why not give me a try? Just, what help do you need?
Well, it can't hurt to tell you. I'm being framed.
For what?
My husband's murder.
Has he been murdered?
Well, not yet, but...
You know, it's funny how everyone seems to take it for granted that he will be.
He will.
How do you know?
Well, that's what it's all about.
What?
Didn't you read the book?
Look, just because Randy wrote a book...
But that's why he wrote it, so my husband could be murdered.
Is that a fact?
Of course. Patterson wrote a book, thinly disguised, about me and my husband and Kid Waldo. In it, the kid and I plot to kill my husband. So George read it, got frightened. Now he suspects maybe we really are planning to kill him. He's even hired a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you see? It's all a build-up. When George really is killed, naturally, it'll look like the kid and I did it. That's the whole idea.
And Randy's in on the plot.
Of course. The real killer hired him to throw suspicion on us.
Just who is the real killer?
I don't know. That's what I wanted you to find out.
Well, it's an interesting theory, Felice.
Theory?
I'll check to see if it's anything more than that.
You will? But if Patterson's your friend,
If he's pocketing blood money, this is the end of a not-so-beautiful friendship. And then, Felice, you and I could be friends.
Oh, Simon, if you help me, we'll be more than friends.
Aren't you forgetting just one small little item?
Am I? Oh, you don't mean the kid, do you? So you don't really believe there's anything between him and me?
Perish the thought.
Well, then?
But isn't there anything else now? Think on.
Oh, I'm no good at guessing games, Simon.
What about your husband?
He isn't either.
I mean, before you and I give way to mad rapture, shouldn't we think about him?
Oh, so that's what's bothering you. But we don't have to worry about him. He's going to be murdered.
Now, don't look now, but isn't that what you want me to prevent?
His murder? Heavens, no. I just want you to prove I had nothing to do with it.
You'd better run along, Felice.
You're angry.
No.
Well, then why?
I feel a previous engagement coming on.
Now, don't tell me you're afraid of my husband.
No, Felice.
Then I don't understand.
I'm afraid of you. Randy?
Templer, old boy. How are we doing?
I thought you were coming over here.
Well, I've been detained, and she didn't have a friend. But I'll be right over now if you've got something for me.
Well, I can tell you over the phone. It seems each of your opposition has picked up reinforcements.
How?
Well, the kid has a couple of lawyers.
Uh-oh. I was afraid of that.
And Garnett has a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. How about Mrs. Garnett?
She has me.
Oh, should have known. Want to look at her and you...
I'm still running.
What?
But I'm afraid you're going to have to tell me who did your research for you, Randy.
Templer, I told you it was strictly confidential.
Well, you can either tell me now or the police later.
Police?
Mm-hmm, because your characters seem determined to act out the finale of your opus. Garnett is already shopping for a coffin.
But I just made up that stuff about the murder. I don't think the kid and the gal would really knock him off.
The consensus is that somebody would, so you'd better talk.
But I gave my word.
Did that ever stop you before?
Templer... To think that you should say such a thing. You who've been so close.
The trouble is, we've been too close.
All right. I'm a no-good, a heel, a liar. I'd sell my soul for a mess of pottage, but at least Templar has always been the best pottage.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you please stop talking and talk?
You want me to betray a confidence?
I thought we'd agreed it's in character.
How true. How very, very true. Well, the only...
Randy! 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 Believe in keeping in shape, don't you, kid?
Oh, you again, Templar?
Yeah.
Look, why don't you get lost and take Patterson with you?
Patterson already got lost. That's why I'm here.
I don't get it.
I was talking to him on the phone. I heard shots. I called the police, and they called back from Patterson's place. He's dead.
I'm not surprised.
What do you know about it?
He had it coming.
From you?
Maybe. Only somebody beat me to it.
Is that so?
I got nothing more to say. You want conversation, see my lawyer.
Yeah, Smith and McCormick, I know. I may get around to it.
Yeah, do that.
Hello, police.
Oh. Hello, Simon.
I asked at the desk. They said I'd find you here in the bar.
That's where I am. Here is the bar. Isn't that funny?
Very.
Well, it isn't, and I'm lonesome. Nobody's been here all afternoon except my friend, Tony. Tony's my favorite bartender. Tony, meet Mr. Templer.
Hi, Miss Templer.
Charmed. Felice.
Simon, bartender. Tony hit me again. My friend's setting him up.
Okay, Miss Garnett.
Oh, thank you. Girl, we've got to keep up a spirit. Simon, what are you drinking?
I'll just watch you.
I know why you're here.
Good. Suppose you tell me. I've been wondering.
You want to know if I have an alibi? Well, I have. I came right here from your place, and I've been here ever since.
I see.
You hate me, don't you?
No.
Why do you keep spying on me?
I simply can't keep myself away from you.
I believe that.
If you believed it, I wouldn't say it.
Huh? You're just trying to mix me up.
You've already mixed me up. What's this alibi you were talking about?
Oh, well, for the murder, silly.
Oh, and how do you know about that? It's not in the papers yet.
Really, Simon, for a smart man, you're the kid phoned me. How else do you think I'd know?
He didn't waste any time, did he?
He knew I'd be interested.
Nice of him to be so considerate. I thought there was nothing between you two.
You are spying.
I'm curious.
Or maybe you're jealous. jealous, Simon?
Terribly.
I wish I believed that.
What's between you and the kid?
I told you nothing.
He phoned you.
Well, he knew I'd be interested.
Oh, this is getting us no place.
We could get someplace, Simon. If only you'd stop acting so silly. Silly could. Don't you like me? Just a little bit.
Yes, Felice, I like you.
Simon.
Just a little bit.
Simon.
Who do you think killed Randy Patterson, Felice?
Must we talk about this?
I'm beginning to think it's the safest subject. Don't you have any idea who might have done it?
No. I'm afraid I don't know what you want, Simon.
I do know what you want.
Well, get this. Isn't this cold?
Oh, hello, kid.
Oh, well, don't get the wrong idea, kid. We were just talking.
Yeah, it looks like.
How about the murder?
You were making with the moon eyes.
Well, kid, believe me, there's nothing between Simon and me, not a thing.
He's right, kid. There's nothing more between us than there is between her and, say, you, for example.
Huh?
And she has assured me your relationship was strictly platonic.
Felice, you told him that.
Well, I don't get the wrong idea.
Wrong idea? I ain't got any idea. Well, what does it mean?
Plato was a philosopher, student of Socrates, who believed that if two people got...
A wise guy.
Very.
Kid, please don't be angry.
No. You play around with this guy, and then he starts cracking smart. I ought to push your face in.
Oh, kid, never strike a lady.
And you, too.
Or a gentleman, when the gentleman is me.
Oh, yeah? We'll see.
Kid!
All right, police, he missed.
But not this time.
Kid, stop it!
Sorry. Well, it only takes one.
Three strikes, you're out. Oh. Now, that's enough, kid. One more and maybe I'd be out, so I better be running. See you around.
Oh, it's you.
Mm-hmm. You greet me with a gun, too, Monk. That's what I like about this place. So friendly.
You got no idea how friendly. Just the guy we want to see. Come in, pal. Come right in.
Now, that's a switch. Last time you were all for throwing me out.
Oh, that's before I learned what a sweet guy you was. Now, come on in.
With such a hearty invitation, I don't see how I can refuse.
You can.
You You know, Monk, this is an unexpected pleasure. When I was here before, I got the impression Garnett was considering firing you.
Oh, he couldn't do that.
Where is he?
In back. He'll be in a minute. Now, you want to see why he couldn't fire me?
Why?
On account of there's some things I can do so much better. Like, for instance...
Oh, you kick so beautifully, Monk. Your mother must have been a rockette.
Ah, don't try to hit back. This Roscoe's looking at your belly.
All of a sudden, I'm everybody's target for tonight. What's the idea?
Mr. Garnett wanted to know how much Patterson told you. He asked you nice, real nice. I don't ask so nice, but I get answers. Well, you want to talk now or shall we dance?
I have nothing to say.
We'll see about that. You still got nothing to say?
I'm beginning to think of a few things, but I have an idea you wouldn't care for them.
You kill me. Maybe I can do the same for you sometime, like right now, for instance, unless you're ready to talk.
I'll think about it.
Well, while you're thinking, put up your hands over your head. Hurry up. Don't forget the Roscoe.
My old friend? How could I?
That's it. And now, just to help you make up your mind, here's... Oh. Well, hello, Mr. Garnett.
What's going on here? Hello, Templar.
Greetings, Mr. Garnett.
You don't want to talk, Mr. Garnett. I've been trying to change his mind.
I'll go right ahead. Don't let me stop you.
I'm afraid it's no use. He's a stubborn type.
Yes, so it would seem, Monk. So it would seem. Well, Templar, to what are we indebted for this return visitor?
I've seen Felice. I thought you might like to know how she's getting along.
Why should I care? Does she care about me? Does she ever even call? Don't stand there with your hands like that, Templar. It looks ridiculous.
It's Monk's idea.
You heard Mr. Garnett, Templar. Put him down.
Well, if you insist.
How is she, Templar?
Who? Oh, Felice. Fine.
I was afraid of that.
Afraid?
I'd like to think she needed me. I've got to put her out of my mind, Templar, completely. Only answer.
Tell me something, Garnett.
What?
Where were you this afternoon?
Home.
All afternoon?
Yes. Why?
Was anyone with you?
I was.
The whole time?
Yes, except for another nap. He likes to keep in condition.
Only I didn't sleep so good. I was only gone a few minutes, just a few minutes.
Half hour or so? Why, Templar? Did you try to reach me? Oh, no, couldn't have. I'd have heard the phone.
If you were here.
But I told you...
So you did. Just a minute.
What are you going to do?
Just
this. Templar! Why, you knocked out Monk.
Yeah, so it seems. Funny, I didn't hit him very hard.
You aimed at his chin. Always was his weakness. Had a wicked right, but he could never take it. Round heels. That's his trouble. I could have made a champ out of him if it hadn't been for those... but that's neither here nor there. Why'd you do it?
He slugged me before when I wasn't looking. This evens the account. And it gives me a chance to get his Roscoe.
Oh?
I want to point something out to you, Garnett. I didn't want Monk interfering.
What?
Randy Patterson doesn't live too far from here. I believe you could make it in 15 minutes.
Perhaps so, perhaps so. What are you driving at?
15 there, 15 back, half hour would have been long enough.
For what?
For you to have gone to his place and killed him.
Killed him? But do you mean have somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't pretend I'm not pleased, but surely you don't really think that I... Why, that's absurd.
Well, you could have while Monk was sleeping.
No, you don't understand. It's at least 15 minutes to Patterson's place, at the very least. If you hurry, race like mad.
How do you know?
I've been there, but not today. But you know, you said yourself.
All right, 15 minutes, round trip in half an hour. That's all you needed.
But, well, that was just round figures. I'm sure Monk couldn't have been out of the room for, 20 minutes at most. You'll see, when he comes to, we'll ask him. 20 minutes at the most.
Uh-huh, I'm sure he'll say whatever you want him to, but we'll see.
Say, I just thought of something.
What?
Has there been any report about the murder yet? Newspaper, radio?
No, not so soon.
Mm-hmm. Well then, Mr. Templar, how come you happen to know about it?
A nice point, Garnett, but notice what big ears I have, Grandpa. I overheard.
Overheard?
In telephone. Come on, Monk, wake up. Wake up. Come on.
Hey, where is he? Hey, it was an accident. I slipped. I hit my head. You didn't?
Sure, Monk, sure. What big ears you have, too, Monk. Genuine cauliflower. How did you hear about it?
Hear about what?
The murder.
Who, me? I didn't...
Obviously, Garnett didn't know about the murder, or he wouldn't have stuck his neck out by admitting you were out of the room. He didn't start crawling until I mentioned the murder.
That's right, Templar. You noticed...
But I also noticed that Monk was very busy trying to build the alibi before I mentioned the murder.
Well, sure. I was trying to protect Mr. Garnett. After all, I got a great sense of loyalty.
No, Monk, you haven't got any sense of loyalty or any sense. How did you know he needed protection unless you knew about the murder?
Of course. How did he know?
Unless he were the murderer.
Are you crazy?
Maybe, Monk. But the alibi you were preparing for Garnett would have worked for you, too. If you were here with Garnett, you couldn't have committed the murder. Isn't that why you insisted you were gone only a few minutes?
My head hurts. I got nothing to say.
But, Templar, what motive would Monk have?
There's one thing we've all been wondering about, Garnett. How did Randy find out about your wife and the kid? Must have been from someone who was close to the kid. Say, a sparring partner, for instance.
Ha 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 ha! Templar, you've hit it.
I think so. Monk gave Randy the information. Then when things got hot, Monk was afraid Randy might snitch, so he killed him to silence him.
That's it, Templar, that's it. Monk, you scoundrel, you villain, you...
Shut up.
Monk, that's insubordination.
Now, come on, Monk. You and I are going to police headquarters.
Who says so?
Monk, don't try to get tough. Maybe Joe Lewis is scared of you, but I ain't. Come on, let's go.
I've been listening to another adventure of the saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. And now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a memo to the future. The date, make it 1958. The message, cash in your United States savings bonds. Take your savings plus the additional dollar for every three invested and, well, you finish the memo. Perhaps you'll end it with a home or a business of your own, with a college education for the children, with financial security. Whatever your dream for the future, you can make it come true with a program of regular saving. And there is no surer, more profitable way of saving than through the purchase of United States savings bonds. Remember these points. United States savings bonds are safe, they are profitable, they are convenient to buy, and they are redeemable at any time at the purchase price plus accumulated interest. If employed, you can buy United States savings bonds where you work, by having your employer set aside an amount each week. If self-employed, buy your savings bonds through your bank on a bond-a-month basis. Make that dream come true. Remember, automatic saving is sure saving. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of the saint. Good night.
Saint was written by Jerome Epstein. Our cast included Betty Lou Gerson, Bonnie Phillips, Stanley Farrar, Edmund MacDonald, and Tom Brown. The music was composed and conducted by Vaughn Dexter. The Saints, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. Vincent Price is soon to be seen co-starring in RKO's production, His Kind of Woman. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer is Don Stanley. Tomorrow night, here in Nightbeat, the story of Chicago after dark. Listen as Randy Stone searches the city for adventure and a story of mystery and intrigue. Nightbeat is another great action-packed program, so be sure to listen tomorrow night and every Monday night to Nightbeat. Next, Sam Spade cuts a caper. Then hear Dorothy Maynor on NBC.